So if dharma is a principle, then how is that different from a belief system? See, the word belief system usually connotes something which people believe in. Whether it is true or not, the connotation is that it is not true, but this is what you believe in. But it may be, but the focus is on what we believe. Whereas when we talk about principles, it is on what is the reality. We talk about principles, they are universal principles. So in belief system, the focus is on what people believe. In principles, the focus is on what is the reality. So now, even within Krishna consciousness, it is not that all of us have exactly the same belief system. Our Shraddha, it is shaped by many other factors, many different factors. We have broad faith in some principles, but within that, our specific kind of faith, each of us will have different. And that is perfectly understandable. So, all of us can have, even in the spiritual world, Yashodamai doesn't conceive Krishna the same way as Radharani conceives Krishna. So her conception of Krishna is different. So that variety in conception is perfectly okay. There are broad principles in terms of actions and reactions. Certain actions will produce certain reactions. We need to act in ways don't harm others. We need to act in ways which are ultimately meant to serve God. The specifics will vary. And if we become too obsessed with variations and specifics, then we don't have to go even outside the Vedic culture. Even in the Vedic culture itself, they have such multi-level spirituality. Now we talk about following the four regulatory principles. But there are Shakta worshippers, there are Shaivite worshippers. They don't follow the four regulatory principles. But they are also within the Vedic fold. So when you talk about principles, it is even principles are not like, rather than thinking of dharma as this is right and this is wrong as a principle, we understand the principles are also progressive. So it's like dharma is a set of concentric circles. And they're all concentric circles which are meant to ultimately take us towards pure devotion. But different people may be in circles of different radii. So some people may be centered on Krishna, but they may be relatively much further away from Krishna. They may be just following some principle at some level. But those who are following serious principle, they are closer towards Krishna. So the variety in practice does not mean relativity in principle. Variety in practice is that different people are at different levels of consciousness. They are at different levels of spiritual evolution. And thus, they can practice bhakti in different ways. But the variety in practice does not, relativity in principle. That means everything is relative, there's no absolute truth. The two are different things. The variety in practice indicates God's accommodating nature. Now, according to time, place, circumstance, He reveals Himself in different ways. He gives people principles that they can practice and by which they can gradually become elevated. So, variety in practice does not mean relativity in principle. That means not everything is relative. You believe this is right, I believe that is right, and that is right for you, that is right for me. No. There is a process for spiritual elevation. And we have to see if a person claims that they are devoted to God, then what are the characteristics that they are devoted to God? Are they detached from other things? Are they practicing spiritual life sincerely? And there are objective criteria which we can also observe. So, but the nature of this world is not everybody can practice the same principles with the same level of seriousness. And everybody has to accommodate it. Na buddhi bhedam janayet agyanam karmasanginam. Yoshayet sarvakarmani vidvan yukta samacharam. That people are of different natures and don't disturb their mind, just engage them on the progressive path. Does it address your question? Any other question?